Wednesday, August 12th, 9:23 a.m. with Wes Montgomery playing in the background here. Okay, so the last post, I'm playing around with my editing, sound editing, what would it be called? Not sound editing. That's a good question, huh? Sound editing program, app, whatever you want to call it nowadays. Anyway, so I was playing around with it, and I said, okay, let me play with this montage thing. And so the introduction on that last one was a little abrupt, shall we say. So I'm still playing with it. I'm still learning about it, getting it to duck my voice and all the little nuances about it. You can actually have it duck your voice when there's a pause. It brings it back up like now. It would bring it back up to a level that you adjust. But if it was me, well, I would rather listen to it. If you duck something like it is now and kind of in the background where it's constant. So you can actually just say, okay, it's constantly this for this long. And but then you have to know how long you're going to be talking. So well, you can do that because the program will tell you how long you're talking. If you look at the output. Anyway, so working on Fair Oaks Morning again, and I'm still redrawing stuff. And I was thinking about I was watching one of these YouTube videos about this guy talking about painting and stuff, and starting a painting and what have you. And you look at all these different videos, and you have some people that like to draw first. Get the whole drawing in, then they color everything in, you know. And then you got this other guy that just, you know, when he's abstract, he just starts throwing stuff down, but he's still drawing, but and reacting to what he's putting down, but not anything that's visually recognizable to the general person. But for myself, I don't like to when I first started painting, I would draw stuff in to get the drawing accurate, because the teacher at City College said that, you know, the foundation for a good painting is a good drawing. And so I thought, okay, that... another interruption. You going out yet?
I've been out. I'm going back out.
Oh, you're going back out? She thought I was going to start talking. That's why she left the door open. Anyway, so where was I when I was interrupted here? Drawing. When I first started to paint seriously back in the late 70s, or make a serious attempt at being a painter, I would draw the thing and then kind of color it in a little bit. But then after a while, it was like, you know, after you do a couple of paintings, it's like, man, this is, you know, especially if you work on the paintings for a while, you say, yeah, you know, the drawing really didn't come out the way I wanted it to, you know. Or because if I adhered to the drawing itself and that colored stuff in it, it was like it really didn't work together very well. So after a while, I just started painting, you know, like I guess like the abstract expressionists do, and use my paint to draw. And after a while, after years and years, I developed the ability to paint something, and then when something wasn't working color wise or what have you, I could redraw it. And then I started sanding stuff down and redrawing it, because the paint underneath work against what I'm trying to get to. So using paint to draw, I think, is better, because then you can actually start to use the pigments together. And if when you draw, all you're concerned about is the contour of something and the light and dark, right? When you're using a pencil, texture is the next level up. But when you're just drawing, you're just concerned with the linear part and the light and dark of it. But see, so the thing is you're, when you're painting, you're not really thinking in the grayscale. You're thinking in the color scale, color range, and depending on which pigments you use, depends on how the drawing's going to turn out. So if you're actually adjusting your drawing because of the pigments you're using, and vice versa, I think you're going to get a better painting out of it. Sometimes I'll actually mix up a black. One of my favorite blacks is phthalo green and alizarin crimson. That makes a nice sharp black. And then the other one is ultramarine and burnt sienna, which makes a warmer black. And use those to draw, but then later on I'm going to use those pigments, the green, the blue, the alizarin crimson, and the brown of the burnt sienna in the colors in the palette. And it's easier to kind of like adjust things at that point. A long time ago, in these posts, I talked about how one painting, the painting of my mother, called Comfort Food, was a painting that I decided to embrace gray, because I always wanted my colors to stand out, and you always said you had to kind of like keep them pure and what have you, and you can do that, but the painting doesn't really hold together that well, you know. So on my mom's painting, I embraced gray. So I utilized it, and you know, the funny thing is it doesn't seem that gray, but it seems pretty colorful, because the colors aren't tearing each, you know, working against each other. They're actually complementing each other. So much to be said about that. If you make up, you know, like this one painter I saw when I used to have art magazines, he had pink and gray. He made a painting that had a lot of pink and a lot of gray, and that's kind of like the painting of Comfort Food. It was pink and gray in there. But you know, the thing is gray, actual gray is made up. You know, you could make it up any number of you know, infinite number of ways to come to gray, you know. But so the thing is I would use the red and blue and the yellow. First, I make a red and blue to make almost a black, and then throw a little yellow in there, and now it's kind of gray, and then add some white. But then I turn around and use that same red and maybe some of the other pigments, the blue and the same blue and the same yellow, to make a pink. And those that gray and that pink are going to work together better than if I took another red, a different pigment type of, that I like the color of red, you know, that makes a good pink, and you try to put them together. Okay, yeah, it may work, but it will definitely I say tear the painting apart, but it's really not doing that. It's because it's different. Because the painting's still there, the surface is still there. It's just going to have more push or more pull than maybe what you want. Because you're actually, for me, I'm actually making an image that is recognizable in some way. But I want you to look at it too. So it's got to be pleasing. Anyway, so. Yeah, let me get to painting here, because I'm wasting time, and we got to go grocery shopping. Today's Wednesday, so that means grocery shopping. And the wife just told me she wants to add in a bunch of other stops. So, and that means that I'll have to stop here early. So let me. Time's a wasting. I did start painting earlier this morning, but you know, who knows. So I've talked about it enough for now. Maybe I'll talk about it some more some other time. Let me get back to painting here. Oh yeah. So I'm not using the editing editing software to duck this music. I'm just analog, manually adjusting the volume. So here goes. Okay, let's see, what time is it? 11:53 a.m. Oh, I'm gonna stop painting here. Because, like I said, it's a grocery day today. I did get a lot done today, starting early this morning. What time did I get up? I don't know. Almost 3, a little before 3, I think. And see, I'm still drawing this. I redrew the lower left-hand corner. I kind of put something there that was like, oh yeah, that's close enough. But now I redrew it to where it's the final drawing on that. The crosswalk is going to be difficult to make it look, you know, acceptable. I fixed the building on the left. Try to get it more true, level and plumb. The thing is those buildings are off out there. They're kind of like built on a hill. Let's see, going north to south, it goes uphill. Okay. And so the deli, the building on the right, is actually lower than the other one. And the sidewalk is definitely different in front of the deli. It's not as wide as the other one, and it's definitely higher. So I have to play with that a little. So let me see. Yeah, I cleaned up a bunch of stuff. As far as the notes that I put down, kind of consolidate them a little bit. Oh, I see a ridge. I hate ridges. Yeah, can I fix that, I wonder? Nah, we'll just sand it down later. You know, we'll sand it down. That'll be a crisper line then. Otherwise, I'm just going to mush up the line. I got to redo it again and build another ridge. But the sky's gonna be fun. I worked on that yesterday. So maybe we'll call it quits then. And get going here. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff to do. I got some work on the computer to do too. So let's see what's going on.